believe the 19-year-old is a victim of foul play. The reward for information leading to an arrest is now up to $110,000. Longtime state school board member Ella Bell has died. She represented District 5 for 19 years, which includes parts of Montgomery and much of West Alabama. She was 71 years old. And State Representative Chris England was elected chair of the Alabama Democratic Party Saturday. This came after the party's governing body voted to remove Chair Nancy Worley and Vice Chair Randy Kelly. In a statement after the vote, Worley said she was reelected in 2018 and she plans to continue leading the party. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents. And Doug.
Where's the money, Karen?
I'm sorry, the money?
The money you saved by having Liberty Mutual customize your home insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Oh. That money. I used it to add to my collection of clown paintings. Take a look.
Amazing. Wow.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Dieting is difficult. Hot yoga is hard. Spin class is tough with a tough instructor. But you know what's easy? Taking the exact vitamins and supplements that are just right for you. So don't take someone else's vitamins. You don't need to. Because there's GNC for you. Personalized daily packs filled with the industry's best vitamins and supplements delivered to your door each month. And it all starts with a simple quiz. Look, the journey may be hard, but this part, it's easy. Go to GNCforYou.com. Take the free quiz.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
McDonald's CEO and President Steve Easterbrook has stepped down after the board determined he violated company policy by having a consensual relationship with an employee.
President Trump says he's considering cutting off federal aid for California wildfires, saying forest mismanagement is to blame.
The governor doesn't know. He's like a child. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Anyone looking for a place to have a house party can't use Airbnb. The company has just banned the practice.
The whistleblower whose complaint led to the impeachment inquiry of President Trump has now offered to communicate directly with Republicans on the Intelligence Committee.
Renewed interest in Niagara Falls after a boat, which hadn't moved for 100 years, finally does. No one was hurt this time either.
Tops at the box office.
You may have changed the future.
Terminator Dark Fate came in first, but is no blockbuster, earning a disappointing $29 million.
Modern-day Little Red Hen may not appear to be a quotable authority on economics, but then some authorities on economics aren't worth quoting. About a year ago, I imposed a little poetry on you. It was called The Incredible Bread Machine and made a lot of sense with reference to matters economic. You didn't object too much, so having gotten away with it once, I'm going to try again. This is a little treatise on basic economics called The Modern Little Red Hen. Once upon a time, there was a little red hen who scratched about the barnyard until she uncovered some grains of wheat. She called her neighbors and said, "If we plant this wheat, we shall have bread to eat. Who will help me plant it?" "Not I," said the cow. "Not I," said the duck. "Not I," said the pig. "Not I," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen, and she did. The wheat grew tall and ripened into golden grain. "Who will help me reap my wheat?" asked the little red hen. "Not I," said the duck. "Out of my classification," said the pig. "I'd lose my seniority," said the cow. "I'd lose my unemployment compensation," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen, and she did. At last it came time to bake the bread. "Who will help me bake bread?" asked the little red hen. "Oh, that'd be overtime for me," said the cow. "I'd lose my welfare benefits," said the duck. "I'm a dropout and never learned how," said the pig. "Well, if I'm to be the only helper, that's discrimination," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen. She baked 5 loaves and held them up for her neighbors to see. They all wanted some, and in fact demanded a share. But the little red hen said, "No, I can eat the 5 loaves myself." "Excess profits," cried the cow. "Capitalist leech," screamed the duck. "I demand equal rights," yelled the goose. And the pig just grunted. And they painted unfair picket signs and marched round and round the little red hen, shouting obscenities. When the government agent came, he said to the little red hen, "You must not be greedy." "But I earned the bread," said the little red hen. "Exactly," said the agent. "That's the wonderful free enterprise system. Anyone in the barnyard can earn as much as he wants. But under our modern government regulations, the productive workers must divide their product with the idle." And they lived happily ever after, including the little red hen, who smiled and clucked, "I am grateful, I am grateful." But her neighbors wondered why she never again baked any more bread. I guess a lot of us have been wondering something like that. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. Newstar 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Monday, starting your week out, right? And let me bring up Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
66 magnificent degrees, and the stock market is up 106 points. How was your weekend, big guy?
I'm doing well. It was a good weekend. Football, a lot of reading, and listening to books on audio tape, and watched some movies, and yeah, I got a lot done, though. I think, like, I might have a stuffy nose. Like, I woke up Sunday morning with the change with a sore throat, but I don't think it's a cold. I think it's running the heater and seasonal allergies, because I don't feel any other symptom other than a stuffy nose.
Yeah, if you haven't run your heater in a while, it has dust built up in it, and what happens is it burns that dust and throws that dust back into the room, particularly on the heating element part of it. Me, on the other hand, I use gas, so I don't have to worry about that. I slept with the windows open, my weighted blanket. Oh, God.
Yeah, weighted blanket.
Cooked out. Football, I'd always said that Ole Miss, I thought, was an underrated team, but that was kind of a scary Auburn Ole Miss game.
It was. That was too close for comfort for me.
Yeah, Auburn dropped. Did it drop 2?
Oh, we dropped to 13?
I think it dropped to 12. Let me see if Mr. Computer will behave itself. Auburn, Florida dropped 4. That was an interesting game, without a doubt. Auburn dropped 1 to 12.
Okay. And that makes sense.
Georgia went up 2.
That makes sense.
And Penn State is hugging the 5 slot here. It's going to be a wild weekend for football with Alabama, LSU, number 1, number 2, and then Georgia and Auburn. They have not set a time for the Auburn-Georgia game. Alabama, they set at 2:30, so it'll be the Paramount early afternoon game.
Oh, you'll get Gary Danielson.
So I think you guys will be the night game.
Oh, okay.
Or the 6 o'clock game.
Well, take it easy, Auburn folks, Georgia folks, on the drinking.
Well, let me tell you, you get a little goat juice in some of these folks and put them in Jordan hair, that place is rocking.
It is fun. I've been there. I've done that. I don't know if I want to do that.
Not at this ripe old age.
Right.
Well, I tell you, I had incredible food cooked out, steak, went down to Sweet Creek Farm Market. I got one of those red peppers. I'm telling you, the thing was, it's like a little small, one of those little small footballs you throw around.
They're more sweet than they are spicy.
I'm telling you, it is great. My guests loved it. And just had, huge steak too. It's leftover. I aged it for 2 weeks. Leftover from when I bought the half of a butcher slab of and got five big steaks out of it.
Mm.
It was my last two that I did. It was absolutely amazing. And I've really learned how to cook my onions. I cook them in butter first,
mm-hmm.
and then put them on the grill.
So you kind of saute them, sweat them in butter?
Yeah. It's actually the ghee.
Oh, ghee, yeah.
And I put it in that and let it kind of soak it up and then put it on the grill. Mm-hmm. The only problem is they catch a fire. They burn.
Getting that char on there, man, that sounds
good. It is really good. I've never had where I've cut up a whole onion and it was all gone.
Mm-hmm.
It was that good. You know, four people just gobbled it down. But the weather was spectacular. Yesterday was incredible. Saturday was great. And a lot of things kind of going on around here, so I had a wonderful weekend. Really excited about this upcoming weekend with all the games and the stuff coming on, so I'm excited. 272-9228, that's where we are. First-time callers, need to let Joey, the producer, know. Then we're going to put your name in twice for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. And Papa B won the last week's, right?
He did, yeah.
So we expect to hear from him.
Indeed.
They've got some great things down at Sweet Creek Farm Market. I'm just always amazed when I go down there of all the different things that they have. I got some new cheeses down there. When I think Sweet Creek, I don't think cheeses necessarily, but they have some really good hoop cheese that is great to put in baked potatoes. And then that Amish butter, ooh.
Mm.
It was great.
Making me hungry.
I know. I tell you, we ate like kings. Oh, and then did Vinegier brunch yesterday. I tell you, Eric is just masterful with what he does with fish dishes. They're doing a tile fish that not something I would normally kind of get, but the waitress, who I know real well, said you need to try it.
And not to give too much of a free plug, but let's do it. You saw the new project Eric and those guys are doing, right? They're opening up an Italian place.
Yeah, downtown. Oh yeah, I've seen the renderings of it. It is great.
Maybe you and I can go check that out when it opens up.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they have I'm familiar with that building, and it has a courtyard that's in it, and it's going to go where it goes up two stores,
yeah.
And it's going to be something. It's going to be Italian. It's going to be primo Italian. Blunt has a house, and I think it's in Tuscany, and he went out there and just fell in love with the food and then invited Eric to go out there, and so they went around different places and got recipes and everything. They said, we need to open a really real-life Italian restaurant because, you know, we've lost two of the big Italian restaurants
right.
here in Montgomery from the old families, so there's not, I hate to say this, not really great Italian food at that level where you have this just killer lasagna and killer veal parmesan and things like that. This will be it, but it's going to be a little while to open, but Blunt is doing it right. He's going to do it first class. It's going to look magnificent. I think that place will be slamming when you have balls and weddings and things like that. But it's going to be built for doing things like after rehearsal parties, private parties, plus having dinner there.
It's just cool to see that and many other things happening, that the general economic growth of the nation, we can see it here in Montgomery in so many different ways.
Yeah. Well, I went down to Cahaba House Saturday
place, yeah.
and did your egg biscuit.
Oh, bacon,
with
egg,
the
cheese.
Bacon, egg, and cheese with a side of Kanaka sausage.
It's good, isn't
it? It was good. It had a great group in there, too.
Yeah,
great
is.
Group. Bunch of your age group that was there, but, you know, people, it reminded me of being in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Where you go down for Saturday, and we would meet friends down at for breakfast, and, you know, Daniel's in the background crying and running around, pulling tablecloths off and, you know, hitting people.
So acting like a boy.
And he's acting like Daniel. Better still. But it was great. And then we go to the Old Town Farmers Market, which is the oldest farmers market in the United States. And that place was great. They had some super stuff. Okay, we had a lot going on here. We just had transcripts released from the Intel Committee. And as suspected, the first one I pull up is 223 pages.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Democrats have done a favor for us, Joey. They've given us a summary. of the transcript of what the 223 pages have. Do you think it's by any chance slanted in any particular direction?
Yes.
Ah, okay. Yeah, very good. Yeah. It's, again, they got you. You read this stuff. They got it where the paddy wagon's pulling up 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, and they're inside now getting him. But then, and I hope the Republicans do this and do it right, that they go in and do their own summaries that are there, because when you go in, and I particularly keyed on the McKinley deposition, because Yovanovitch basically said he called her and said, "I'm resigning because of what they're doing to you." He said, "Nah, that didn't happen." He basically, right. But they don't mention it in theirs, the Democrats. I wonder why. Darn. Man, we have so much going on here. But Steve Bannon was on with Maria Bartiromo.
He was good.
John Dickerson came out of hiding.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't even know this. He said they introduced him as the 60 Minutes reporter. And there are only about a dozen of those. So I guess that was a downgrade in his job. We have Jim Jordan. We had Ed O'Keefe from yesterday on Face the Nation, and then this morning, Andy McCarthy. And then we have our traditional stuff of Jim Jordan and then what the Dems are saying to through the mouthpiece of Nancy Cordes. Nancy Cordes just loves slanting the news. So let me do this. Let me go to a break, come back, and reset right after this.
Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Happy Monday, everyone. It's Christy from Blue Water Broadcasting. Day one of the 2019 Holiday Food Drive. You know what we're doing. We do promotions like this to give back to the community all the time. And we are doing our annual Holiday Food Drive to deliver non-perishable food donations to the Montgomery Area Food Bank. And right now we are at Cartridge World of Montgomery on Atlanta Highway. We're here until 1 o'clock. Make sure you stop by and see us. We have a Blue Water Broadcasting donation barrel set up inside for you to drop by at your earliest convenience. We would love for you to drop by while we're here just so we could thank you in person and maybe take some pictures and we would love to meet you. We love meeting our listeners. But if you can't, stop by at your earliest convenience at Cartridge World or any of our other five sponsors or the radio station. All the information on our websites. We'll be here until 1 o'clock in the Sprinter van. You can't miss us. Hopefully we'll see you very soon. Happy Monday.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM, live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a going home.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I gotta spare, got to get back to my baby.
So much information.
She wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. 272-9228,
that's where we are. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more. Have you had their cinnamon
beignets from Cahaba House? No, I've yet to try that.
Somebody had it at the table next to me. I just was, they if you're doing carry out, they say, you want a glass of water? And I just went and sat down. The table next to me had the cinnamon beignets. They look really good. I love beignets.
I gotta try that.
Let's go to Peter Ducey. He's on the campaign trail in Iowa.
$52 trillion proposal, a hot topic over the weekend. Her plan under attack from just about every side, including her 2020 primary rivals.
I am insisting that we deliver Medicare for all who want it, and at the same time, in the name of freedom, let you decide when and whether you want it. That's the way to get health care to every American.
Even $20 trillion, she gets the money. Look, she's a good person. I just think getting that plan through, even a Democrat in Congress,
to your health care and your family's health care and your life, I think Americans should be allowed to make the choice for themselves about what's the best option.
Meanwhile, a brand new Fox News poll putting Joe Biden back on top nationally.
First, here's Peter Ducey live in Mason.
Elizabeth Warren is taking her $52 trillion Medicare for All pitch on the road to Iowa, trying to explain to caucus goers how it's possible that middle class taxes would not go up with Medicare for All, even though the most prominent supporter of Medicare for All, Bernie Sanders, says they would.
Well, I think we start with the fact that we can have Medicare for All without raising taxes by one penny on middle class families. That in fact, what we can do is we can take $11 trillion going forward in health care costs that families would have to pay out of pocket and bring that down to zero. That's the equivalent of the biggest tax break in American history.
Biden campaign says that is not possible, though, with the communications director over there saying about Warren, quote, her plan would create a new tax on employers of almost $9 trillion that would come out of workers' pockets, a new financial transaction tax that would impact investments held by middle-class Americans, and a new capital gains tax that would affect far more people than she stated tonight. And Pete Buttigieg is just as skeptical of Warren's math.
I mean, when it's one thing when there's a difference around the margins, right? It's another when multiple trillions of dollars of daylight exist between what different economists expect. I think the biggest issue I'm hearing from voters, though, even above and beyond how you're going to pay for this, is am I going to lose my private plan?
So for the people that do not want to give up their private health insurance, which is what would happen if the Sanders or Warren plans were put in place, Mayor Pete Buttigieg is asking them to give him a look in the early states.
Okay, so after we stop laughing so hard at Elizabeth Warren, it was amazing to me after she did that how the general media, I'm talking about New York Times, I'm talking about Wall Street Journal, in particular Chicago Tribune, they just tore her up. And then, of course, there's Saturday Night Live, and they just roasted her. We're not going to play all of it, but let's get a piece of this done.
Hello, Iowa! Thanks for coming out today! Now let's give a big, warm Iowa welcome to the Lady of the Hour and the next President of the United States, maybe, Senator Elizabeth Warren!
Hello, it is good to be here. Look at me, I am in my natural habitat. public school on a weekend. And I just housed a Nature Valley bar in the hallway, so I am jacked up and ready to pop off. First, I would like to pour one out for Beto O'Rourke, who just dropped out of the race. Thank you so much for running a great campaign and for sticking around long enough to call me punitive. You're so badass. Let me know how my dust tastes, all right? And congratulations to Donald Trump for paying less taxes by moving to Florida, or as he calls it, bringing his talents to South Beach. You know where I pay my taxes? Every single state out of principle. So Donald, don't stand too close to an orange tree because someone might try to pick your head. I'm feeling stanky. Okay, we're fighting. Who's got a question? Who's got a question?
Hi, I work for Kamala Harris's campaign, but I'm still undecided. Why did it take so long for you to release your plan to pay for Medicare for all?
Yeah. Thank you for bringing up healthcare. That is my despacito. You know, in the last few years, the number one reason families went bankrupt was because of healthcare costs. Even the people who had insurance. It's a tricky little corn maze, right? But when Bernie was talking Medicare for all, everybody was like, oh, cool. And then they turned to me and they said, fix it, Mom. And I'll do it because that's what moms do, right? Yeah. You know, with Dad, you eat birthday cake for breakfast and then go to Six Flags. And then I hold your hand while you throw up in my purse. Daddy takes you to see Boogie Nights when you're 10. I provide the long, tender follow-up explanations about sex and whether Mark Wahlberg's penis is a realistic length. It ain't fun, but I will do it. And next question, thank you.
Hi, I'm an aspiring billionaire and current stay-at-home stepdad. You're pulling ahead of Biden. How does your plan compare to his?
Thank you for your question. Yeah, my plan compares favorably in that it exists. Nobody asks Biden how to pay for stuff because his plans are so vague. You know, no one asks how we're going to pay for Remember Obama. Biden, he doesn't know how to pay for stuff. He just puts down a $50 bill in the Amtrak dining car every few months, right? So, okay, here's my plan. Look at this. Okay, first off, right? We're going to cut military spending. So immediately dead in the water. Right. Two, Jeff Bezos is going to go from paying no tax to a tax. Yeah, Mr. Bezos, the government is a little like Amazon Prime. You reap the benefits, you got to pay an annual fee. And that's called taxes. And unlike you, we can't just take it out of your debit card without warning. And third, okay, banks. I'm going to tax the banks. Duh. What did you think I was going to do? Hold up a gas station? Come on. They're going to pay for it, and not one penny from the middle class. And all we got to do is convince J.P. Morgan to operate like a nonprofit. Okay.
Put it on hold. Let's go to a break. And let me tell you, the thing that amazed me is that SNL did this.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time I've seen them kind of slap around some Democrats. Going to be back right after this.
Got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone. I'm going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I got to spend. Got to get back to my baby.
Dan Morris Show.
When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home, so treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The holidays are here, but thousands of families in the river region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it, and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Best Friends Pet Resort or at the radio station.
Help stuff our Sprinter van full of food.
Best Friends Pet Resort, we are here when you can't be.
It's our holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The first transcripts of some of the closed-door testimony from the impeachment process has been released. Questions and answers with the fired ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, and former senior advisor to the Secretary of State, he's P. Michael McKinley. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Democrat Adam Schiff says about administration officials, two of them refused to testify this morning, and two who are expected to be no-shows this afternoon.
This will only further add to the body of evidence on a potential obstruction of Congress charge against the president.
President Trump's legal team, meantime, says it will appeal to the Supreme Court, a federal appeals court ruling that Manhattan's district attorney is entitled to the president's financial records.
That Second Circuit has now come down with a ruling upholding the district court judge's decision that the president's accounting firm has to turn over those tax returns.
Fox's John Roberts at the White House. America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a warming trend underway as we start this brand new week, and then a big change at the end of the week. Considerable cloudiness will be around today, tonight, and tomorrow, but we should be dry. Upper 60s today, near 50 tonight, low 70s tomorrow. Wednesday is my pick of the litter as the best day of the week weather-wise, with highs in the middle 70s, plenty of sunshine. We'll also be in the mid-70s on Thursday as well. Then rain comes in Thursday night and in through at least half of the day on Friday before it turns sharply colder like it did last week at the end of the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.27 2928, this is where we are on a Monday. Starting your week out right. Isn't it a shame about Beto O'Rourke dropping out?
So sad. I mean, people thought he was going to be a front runner for to be president, especially after losing to Ted Cruz. I mean, you would think he'd be a front runner after losing to Ted Cruz. Like, it's so ridiculous.
Yeah, I was talking to somebody that is out in Texas, and they said, you know, thank God he's out of there. He is such a joke. And what does he do now? I mean, is he going to go find some bar to go stand up on and talk to people?
Oh, I'm sure he'll find something to do.
I mean, what he did and how he changed his campaign. I'm going to go to places most people don't go, and there was a reason they don't go, because they're not going to win in a state like Mississippi. And then he went to Mississippi and went to Birmingham, did the Alabama Democrat caucus.
He stopped by a bar here in Montgomery for 10 minutes.
Yeah. It's, but such a waste of time. I mean, just nothing there. And then hell yeah, we're going to take your AR-15s and AK-47s. Just stupid. And that's the guy you want to have president? And that's what did him in, is running against Ted Cruz means you're getting a whole bunch of anti-Ted Cruz votes.
Oh, yeah.
And then people are not paying attention to what you're saying. They just don't like Ted Cruz. So they're voting for you because they don't like Ted Cruz. Then you go to a place like Iowa, who people, these people really understand politics, and you start saying some of the crazy you say, they're going to go, what?
Even Nancy Pelosi, Barack Obama, they're all coming out lately over the weekend. We're like, hey, far left folks in our party, stop it.
Yeah.
Calm down. I think, what did Nancy say? That what works in San Francisco doesn't necessarily work in Michigan, but what works in Michigan works in San Francisco. Like, y'all need to get it together.
Kill it.
Yeah.
Cut it out. Let's continue on with Saturday Night Live.
Annoying. You said your plan would cost $20.5 trillion, but other economists have said it could cost $34 trillion.
Right, okay, let me stop you right there. And we're talking trillions. You know, when the numbers are this big, they're just pretend. There ain't no Scrooge McDuck vault. You ready to get red-pilled? Money doesn't exist. It's just a promise from a computer. You might as well say it costs 14 nonjillion over 12 a detan. You know, same difference. All right, next. Who we got?
Sorry, Senator, I'm going to need to see the math on that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you want to see the math? Okay, I'll show you. Look at this. Here.
Bunch of charts.
Do you understand? Yeah, confusing this? Board.
I do. I could explain it to you, but you'd die. Okay. Next question. Yes, you.
Hi, I'm terrified of the doctor, and my husband is one. But that's a separate problem. My question is, how are we going to get swing voters on board with a radical idea like universal health care?
Ooh, way to subtly ask if I'm electable. Careful. That's my kink. Yeah. See, look, you know why lobbyists are so against universal health care? They're afraid you're going to like it. Because it's awesome. In Footloose, they banned dancing. They didn't ban broccoli. Look, the bottom line is people are afraid of change. They only like their current insurance because they already know what it is, not because it's good. Some things seem scary until you try them and find out they're great. Like sushi or butt stuff. Okay, next question.
Hi, Senator. My current insurance isn't perfect, but with your plan, I'd have to give it up. And that makes me nervous.
You know, I hear this from a lot of people, so let me help you understand. Your insurance is like a bad boyfriend. Girl, listen to me. You need to leave him. He is draining you. You deserve better. Dump his ass.
I know. You're right. I'm settling. But I'm just scared to leave because... it's the best I can get.
Girlfriend, how much is your deductible?
$8,000. I don't even have dental. My teeth hurt so bad.
All right, you listen to me, you beautiful bitch. Here's what's going to happen. You're going to call him, and you're going to end it. And I'm going to come right over with an apple strudel, and we're going to post up on the couch and watch my favorite show, which is somehow Ballers. And then one day, Blue Cross Blue Shield is going to text you from the club saying, baby, I miss you. And you're going to say, new phone, who dis? Okay, girlfriend, you're going to be just fine. Do you believe that?
Yes.
So do I have your vote?
I don't know. Pete Buttigieg seems nice.
I'll go to hell. Alive in New York, it's Saturday night!
Great, great skit. I cannot remember the last time I saw them do something to Democrats other than some Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, show. And McKinnon, Kate McKinnon, who was doing Elizabeth Warren there, also did Hillary Clinton very well.
Unbelievable. I love it. Okay, now let's get back into some news cycle stuff here. Let's start with Nancy Cordes talking about the whistleblower.
This, a government whistleblower who triggered the House impeachment inquiry, is now offering to answer questions from GOP lawmakers. President Trump repeated yesterday that the person's name should be revealed. Republicans on Capitol Hill have also been demanding that that official come out in the open.
Democrats say the whistleblower's original tip about a phone call between the president and Ukraine's president has been backed up by on-the-record sources. Meanwhile, in two recent polls, nearly half of Americans support impeaching and removing the president from office. Nancy Cordes is on Capitol Hill. Nancy, what exactly is the whistleblower offering?
Anthony, he is offering to answer in writing questions put to him directly by Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee. They would not have to go through the Democrats. He would answer under oath, under threat of perjury, an unusual arrangement designed to try to protect his identity. But that's not what the president wants.
You know who it is. You just don't want to report it.
Returning from a New York trip yesterday, President Trump accused Democrats and the media of withholding the whistleblower's identity.
But the whistleblower should be revealed, because the whistleblower gave false stories. Some people would call it a fraud. I won't go that far, but when I read it closely, I probably would.
When I read it closely, I probably would. I wouldn't go that far.
But Trump, I might.
Trump is always so interesting the way he couches things.
And this game we're playing nationally of, like, we know the whistleblowers, but we're not saying. It's an interesting thing that's being done right now.
Well, I love how they, you know, the more I read about this, I'm sure Lee Smith probably commented on it in his book, but, I mean, how do you get a whistleblower for the CIA? Is about things that are happening within the CIA. This, nothing happened within the CIA.
Right.
And this whole thing about manipulating elections and this kind of stuff, it, I hope they hold that same standard when they get into this Ukraine stuff. They tried to flip, and I noticed they shut up about it. They tried to flip when the DOJ sent out some notes from Mueller and said that Paul Manafort told them in an interview that he thought that the Ukraine had the server.
That the hacking of the DNC server was done in Ukraine. And then Manafort goes on, though, and saying it could have been Russians. Or no, that's Gates talking about it, but from Ukraine.
But they made it sound like, okay, so this is where it all started. He said that, and then he told that to Trump, and so that's how the conspiracy started. Versus, never did they come up with the concept that, well, maybe since he had Ukraine ties, maybe somebody in Ukraine told him that.
Mm-hmm.
And if I didn't get to see the actual writing of that, of the 302 on it, but I bet that's kind of what he's saying. I understand it's going to be something like that.
Right.
So Nancy Cordes is going to continue on here, talking about Vindman was told, don't tell anybody.
Democrats called that a red herring, meant to distract from mounting evidence.
Witness after witness after witness says, yes, I was there, I listened, those are the facts. That's what's critical in any trial. You wouldn't call the whistleblower. What you call is the people who are actually there.
The whistleblower's lawyer told CBS News his client would be willing to answer Republicans' questions under oath in writing.
We're talking about the removal of the president of the United States.
GOP House Leader Kevin McCarthy was skeptical.
That individual should come before the committee. He could come down to the basement, but he needs to answer the questions.
Lawmakers have requested to hear today from four Trump administration officials, including the top national security lawyer at the White House, John Eisenberg. Last week, the president's top Ukraine aide testified that Eisenberg told him not to tell anyone outside the White House about the president's July phone call, in which he urged his Ukrainian counterpart to investigate the Bidens.
Isn't it interesting? This guy is in the military. He is working in the White House. He's working for the National Security Advisor. The legal counsel tells him to do something, and he does the opposite of it. Because basically, he picked up the telephone and called the CIA, quote, whistleblower or thief. And so he's told not to go do something. What he does, he immediately goes and counteracts the order. Why? Because he thinks it's the best thing. Now, that is the best thing. Didn't say, you know, we need to talk about this or anything. No, he picks up and calls the CIA operative. So let's stay with Nancy Cordes here. Others to testify. And then Kellyanne, gosh, she messed up on Chris Wallace bad.
President Trump never said to the Ukrainian president, do this and you'll get your aid. It's simply not here.
Counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, defended the call on Sunday, but wouldn't say whether there was a quid pro quo.
Kellyanne, you very notably won't say yes or no.
It doesn't.
Quid pro quo, yes or no.
I just said to you, I don't know whether aid was being held up.
Nancy, the Democrats are expected to release the transcripts of the closed-door testimonies this week. Who else could we see testify?
Well, there are nearly a dozen depositions scheduled for this week, but we expect many of them to be no-shows. For instance, CBS News has confirmed that four officials from the Office of Management and Budget will not be attending. OMB is the department at the White House that would have handled the holdup of military aid to Ukraine. An official from OMB calls the inquiry a, quote, sham impeachment process. Former National Security Advisor John Bolton is also scheduled to appear on Thursday. Witnesses have said he opposed the administration's pressure campaign on Ukraine, but it's still not clear whether he is going to show up either.
Well, the four people that were supposed to be there today did not show up. And Adam Schiff is all up in arms. That's obstruction of Congress out there. Versus, why don't you go to a court system and get them to uphold the subpoena? You know, that if somebody doesn't do what we want them to do, and they don't go to a legal remedy to solve it, you know, they're not truly trying to figure this thing out. What they're trying to do is just mess them up. Okay, so Ed O'Keefe, when we go to a break, Ed O'Keefe has got a series we have yesterday during Face the Nation, then we have this morning Ed O'Keefe. He has some interesting things there.
Your news talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Rusty here from our friend David Ernest and the Health and Wealth Show. David just started his 60-minute version of the program. The show's on every weeknight from 6 until 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. And David needs listeners. If you could see this little sad-eyed puppy right here, you'd know how David feels. And here's where you can help. We know that Greg Budell has listeners. Dan Morris has listeners. Joey Clark has listeners. So we've devised a new program called the Listener Relocation Program. For as little as 60 minutes a day, you can become a listener of the Health and Wealth Show. In return, you'll get some great financial advice from David Ernest. And this poor little sad-eyed puppy won't be so confused. Tune in each weekday evening from 6 until 7. And call David Ernest at 334-272-9228. Just think about David. Think about the little sad-eyed puppy. Knock it off. That's not funny anymore.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
The Dan Morris Show.
Dig a pond. Well, you can celebrate anything you want. Yes, you can celebrate anything you want. Oh, do a road hop. Well, you can penetrate any place you go.
Any place you go, I told you so. All I want is you. 272-9228, that's where we are.
Everything has got to be like you want it to.
Because. Okay, let's pick up with Ed O'Keefe here. He's going to be talking about the Dems. Now, What I've done is I've taken two attaches, one from Face the Nation, one from this morning, and we're just going to string them together because he's got some interesting things that he's going to bring up here.
We turn now to campaign 2020 and Iowa, where the Democratic presidential candidates were in full form, full swing this weekend. CBS News political correspondent Ed O'Keefe has been out there with them in Des Moines. Ed, I know it's chilly out there, but you've seen some recent polling from Iowa, such a key state, that is showing Mayor Pete Buttigieg moving up, and he apparently thinks it's now a two-person race between him and Senator Elizabeth Warren. Is that realistic? Is that what you're hearing?
Well, look, if you look at the polling that's out, especially this morning across the country, it is different than what's going on here in Iowa, in part because Iowans are getting far more attention from candidates, and they're thinking differently about this race. Buttigieg is surging in part because he's now spending all that money that he raised over the summer on advertising, on staffing, that is helping him get the support he needs. As for former Vice President Joe Biden, who is, according to the polling, slipping just a bit, his team isn't quite worried just yet. They point out that a $4 million ad campaign began just this weekend, that he raised $5.3 million online last month, his best monthly haul yet, and they know that there's now a super PAC out there that is set to begin advertising on his behalf. We've seen other candidates have to recalibrate in recent days. Kamala Harris is putting all of her resources here into Iowa, hoping to finish in the top three. We talked to her yesterday about that and her plans for somehow winning here in the Hawkeyes.
I'm all in Iowa. I'm all in.
Your team vowed in the last month that you would finish in the top three in this state. Is that still the goal?
We are going to end up in Iowa doing very well.
But does it have to be a top three finish?
I think it has to be exactly what we want it to be.
Which is, that would be a victory then, right?
Well, we're going to do well in Iowa, and I'm sure of that.
That is exactly what is wrong with Kamala Harris, is that, and you can tell she looks away when he asks a question, and then we're going to do exactly what we're supposed to do. That's winning, right? No, we're going to do well. Listen to this Kamala Harris isolated.
In the top three in this state. Is that still the goal?
We are going to end up in Iowa doing very well.
But does it have to be a top three finish?
I think it has to be exactly what we want it to be.
Which is, that would be a victory then, right?
Well, we're going to do well in Iowa, and I'm sure of that.
There were some curious comments by Mayor Pete Buttigieg this weekend. He's trying to suggest now that this is becoming a two-person race between him and Senator Warren.
Well, I think that that's just it's naive for him to think that at this point. The fate of this election has been determined. Just look at history. You might need to review past elections to know that what's happening right now is not necessarily determinative of the outcome.
Okay, for that Iowa poll that they're citing, it's New York Times, and it's got Warren at 22, it's got Sanders at 19, Buttigieg at 18, Biden at 17. That's going to be kind of disturbing. Let's go to Jim. Jim, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good morning. Afternoon. I can't remember.
Good afternoon. Yeah, you lost track of time from the Saturday game, didn't you?
I had a good day. For the first time, I was down and off, and I was together with all six of my grandkids at one time.
Oh, wow. I
had a good day. Yeah, from 7 years old down to 7 months.
Man.
So it was a good time. And I was watching a little snippet of the rally with Bernie and AOC. I thought I'd cut into the country down in South America or something there. You know, I don't know what that was, some kind of communist rally. I mean, that is unbelievable. The things they were talking about. You think they were trying to overthrow the U.S. government.
You're not talking about the rally that was in Minnesota, are you, with
Yeah, I'm talking about, she got there, they talked about, no, I'm talking about the one where AOC was saying, it might have been Omar, I'm sorry, whoever it was talking about doing away with Western, Imperial, whatever that was they were talking about.
That was Omar.
Omar, I'm sorry, I missed that. I get those three clowns mixed up. But
understandable.
I mean, that was unbelievable. Does he think the American people are going to go for that kind of crap?
Well, let me tell you, when he you know, it's going to be interesting what happens in Iowa, which is more conservative than New Hampshire now. But, yeah, I'm not sure what juice these guys are drinking in the morning when they wake up. But what, as one political person put it to me, is that all of the moderate and conservatives are over on Trump's side, so that just leaves this bastion of liberalism. And he's saying, just wait till you see the vote that's going to happen in New Hampshire and Iowa. It is going to be a lot less with more candidates than it was in 2016 primaries. Same thing in South Carolina.
Yeah, that rally looked like something you saw back in the 30s, pre-World War II. Is what it looked like to me. But, it's unbelievable. I mean, and Warren has gone crazy with her ideas. Now, she can't even, she said so many things, she's getting all mixed up what she said about paying for stuff. And I like her comment about somebody that talked about laying off 2 million people laid off from the health insurance. She said, oh, they can just go get a job and sell car insurance. You just, Dan, does she know? You just don't go change.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you something. I had people texting me on that. It was unbelievable. Like, she's an idiot. I mean, first of all, you know, I mean, you have to have more work to have more workers. And if the amount of work has not changed, you don't need more workers. And that just shows you how she has no concept of a business model or an economic model.
No. She's just yapping. But anyways, it's...
So you're telling me Elizabeth Warren's got your vote, huh?
No. For dog catcher. But it's getting wild. What is the date for the next debate?
It's right before Thanksgiving.
Oh man, that's enough to make you. That's right. We talked about that. Turkeys before the Turkey Day.
Yeah, I think it's like the 22nd. Joey, are you looking that up?
I can.
Let's say 28th is Thanksgiving. 27. It won't be that Friday afterwards. I think it's like 20th or 21st, the week before Thanksgiving week. That one's going to be fun to watch because let me tell you something. Biden is going to have to do something here. He's getting stuck. Right now, Jim, he could lose Iowa. He could lose New Hampshire. He could lose Nevada. And he could be soft. He could win, but be soft in South Carolina.
November 20th in Atlanta.
Okay.
Hosted by MSNBC and the Washington Post.
Oh, God.
Hey, let's drive over there, Jim, and watch it.
Yes, sir. Boy.
I have a bottle of Johnny Walker Black for us.
Oh, man. I tell you what. It's going to be... Dan, I tell you what. If it gets down and it looks like Elizabeth Warren is going to be the candidate, The Democrats are going to come up with something else. They you know, there's no way in the world she could win. Something's going to happen when this thing starts slipping away. Somebody's going to pop up out of nowhere.
Yeah, you're going to get, and Steve Bannon's going to kind of suggest that there may be some new people getting into the race. The only difficulty with that, when you look